And Paul warned us about that in the gospel, that you make sure you preach the gospel. Not theories, not philosophy, not opinion of men, but you make sure you preach Jesus. And that's what he was saying. You follow me as I follow Christ. And I will have you to know, if you will follow me and do what, and I'll have you to know, if you recognize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. If you understand that order and let the Holy Spirit teach you, lead you into this kind of life, you will never fail. Because he's going to teach you what is true, what is holy, what is godly, what is right, what is sound, what is pure, what is just, what is good. But when you will, and the scripture I have, and I'm going to finish it, he wants you to know, once this happened, you are fixed, you are designed, you have in you what you need to succeed in life. Because everything that used to be in you is gone. And you cannot afford to let your mind or your body rise up and take charge of your redeemed spirit, your born again spirit, because you become like him. Let's finish reading it. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. See, when you know there's not you, but it's the life I'm living, he gave me to live. Notice what it says, yet not I. But Christ, what liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live it how? By the faith of the Son of God. I believe God. That's how I live it. I believe what he says. I trust what he says. I take action on it, and I do everything he says. I'm not looking for any other information, revelation, or anything like that outside of what he said. I focus on what he said. But we always, if you don't watch it, people nipping on this and biting on that and trying to search out that. I know you don't need to be trying to test drugs out. You ought to have enough wisdom to know it won't do you any good. You ought to see the failure of the generation before you in past, what it did to them, that you know you don't want to travel that road, but people still become successes. They still yield to demons, evil spirits, temptation. And he talks about that. God will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able to escape. And with the temptation, he'll make a way for you to come out of that. So when you understand that you already got what you need, and to develop in this, I need to continue in where I found it. It's so strange how people start out with Christ and then they over here with Buddhists. Then they over here with Muhammad. And all this worked for you when you were growing up and you seen daddy, you saw mama, you saw them go through hard things, you saw God bring them out, but now you done found something that's... Because these are deceptive spirits and we need to be aware of them. And when people start half preaching the truth or twisting the truth or yielding, mixing the truth, you can't mix Jesus. You either accept him as he is or leave him alone. Amen. He's not a mixed God. He's a God or he's not. He's a right or he doesn't exist. And you know the truth. You know the answer to that. He's God and he always will be God. He's right and he always will be right. He can do whatever he wants to do, but it's up to you. It didn't change what he can do. It's just you didn't do For you didn't do what you could do with him. You tried to do it without him, and you messed up, and then you lie on him that he couldn't do it. Hello? But when you realize the life I used to live is gone, and the life I now live by the faith of the Son of God is have recreated me, and I'm in the God class. And the more I feed on his word, the more I grow, and the more I see, the more revelation comes. And then I understand I can do whatever he says I can do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Hallelujah. And so faith is acting on God's word. Faith is not questioning what God said true or not. Faith, hear what God said, I'm gone. I'm doing. God said, I supply your needs, and now I live like that. Amen. By his stripes you were healed, I walk like that. I talk like that. Even though my flesh and the situation I'm involved in, disagreeing, trying to tell me that you're sick, you're not going to make it, and all of this, you're broke, you're not going to have the money. I don't conduct myself after that, and I don't let that pull me away. I keep feeding on this word until it come out, until the truth manifests. Hallelujah. And so he said, the faith in the flesh, the life to which I now live in the flesh, I live it by the faith of the Son of God. Now look what he said. Now listen. I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. How do I know God loved me? It's real easy. For God so loved the world, he gave. Tell me who Buddha so loved, and he gave. Muhammad. Who did he so love? What evidence we have that he gave something to redeem us? You got people being sucked in. That's a white man God. No, he's everybody's God that'll receive him. He's not a skin color God. He's a God for humanity. So don't let nobody lie to you. Because you know the difference between love and hate. You're intelligent enough to recognize the difference between good and evil, right and wrong. Hello? Hallelujah. Who loved me and did what? Gave himself for me. He is the only one we have on record. As wise and how can I say that? As wise as our scientists are, as wise as they are, and the thing that they have discovered about the ancient world and pre-Adamic world and all the other things they had discovered. You notice they never discovered another somebody that did what Jesus did. And they're not going to, because there had never been another. Are y'all in the house? Amen. When we allow our faith, our foundation of faith in God's word becomes steadfast, anchored, unmovable, unshakable, then trouble can come, and when all the trouble and the stuff, when it's gone, you're still anchored right there in the truth. Amen. You can't change God. You can't change what he'll do for you. Let me restate that. They can't change what God said he'll do for you. I'll keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and I'll tell you what to do. You can't change that. When your faith becomes anchored, grounded, settled, unmovable, unshakable in this Jesus, They can do whatever they want to do. But when they get through doing, you're still there.